We split and I go to my room. There's only half an hour before I need to go see Big Bang, so I really don't have the time or opportunity to decide on any course of action in any direction. There's no point in even thinking about it now, in fact. So I zero in upon you, Angel, all by yourself in the bedroom. You have a new addiction to add to alcohol, cigarettes, sex, and female hormones. It is looking at this bewitching full-length wax self, which you've lovingly seated against the wall by your side of the wide double bed. Lucan's real fury that he has been anonymously provoked in public on a third occasion has now transmuted, here at home, into a subtly amused promise not to abuse the waxen provocation itself. This you are most glad of, for your initial shock upon being shown the model by a grimly bemused Damien has become an adoration that you're careful to conceal from Lucan, lest he grow jealous. Such jealousy I myself could understand, incidentally, since it's with some pique that I observe this wax self-adoration has already surpassed the adoration I implanted in you for Aliyah and me, which survives in you now at only half strength and upon a basis of memories that I sheepishly observe are still oddly confusing to you. Coiled on the floor beneath the open turret window in the corner of the bedroom, you watch the distant white waves hiss and suck the sand, which you can see through a gap between two other pointed roofs, and you wonder why these things are happening to you. Catching a glimpse of yourself from above, you see a dark elf curled up inside a turret, with the shadow of a dagger clutched tightly in your left hand, the shadow of another dagger stuck into your chest, and your right hand diving to your chest right now to flap in horror at the surface of your bright red t-shirt, feeling for this unfamiliar dagger in your chest that you'd just seen. But your hand finds only your little silver cross, while your left hand clenches the handle of its shadow dagger harder, harder, harder now than ever. And the sea sighs on, and a clump of old leaves rustle brittly in the gutter just beneath you. What's with those shadow daggers, Angel? Are they part of that luscious, fierce, anguished little body you're imprisoned in? Your red fingernails are like spray-painted petals broken sharp through your finger flesh. Did you ever feel as average people feel, or were you gorgeously twisted from the start? Tell me, do. You turn as if to camera, though I know you cannot see me, mouth, you'll never know, and turn away. What went so wrong with you, or went so right, perhaps? You want to kill most human beings that you see. 20 times a day you think of stabbing with your shadow dagger through someone's forehead and deep into their brain, and this picture gives you peace and liberation. Under the dictatorship of Lucan, you inhabit a delirium of the senses, yet at the same time you've always felt somehow that you were buried alive. The black sky inside your head oppresses, claustrophobically immense. And, rest assured, you will stay buried there, alive inside your poisoned night of dagger-skewered self until you die. And yet, there's one problem, Angel, I'm afraid. You see, you can't die. You'll stay buried there, still alive inside yourself, forevermore without dying. Why? Because I like you there. Yes, I like to watch you. Have you noticed? Oh, I see you, Angel Dion. I see every twist inside you. Yet again recently, Lucan upped your dose of hormones, so you yearn to feel his body pressed against you when it's not. Focused thought is hard, because throughout the days and hours you are with him, you're erect at all times, except for a short while after you ejaculate. And then, once apart, you're erect from even half thinking on him, on his smile and his wicked eyes, his masculine chest and his deep brown voice, on his muscles and his heat, then up inside you deep for hours till he comes long and hard and powerful and pulsing and desperate up the hungry wet center of your torso. Being penetrated by him is like being fisted by an entire forearm, unlike your own erection, which, though permanent, is somewhere between the size of Lucan's middle finger and that of his ring finger. Obviously, he stretched even you when you first met, and carried on stretching you throughout the first weeks, despite your ramping up the size of the toys you used daily as your training for the nights to come. And yet, to your surprise, he was somehow less challenging to take than other smaller ones you'd taken in the past, now and then, whose first look had made you doubt you'd ever find room for them. In Lucan's presence and his absence, you were hard for so long that it feels as if your mind itself has grown in erection, sticking up from your forehead like a unicorn's horn. The whole of your aura is scarlet and black, pulsing around you in the air, while your body looks horny and tense as if your hard-on is so tight that it's tying you in knots. Sore from the constant masturbation during sex, your penis aches as if erect for such an age that it's bruised from inside, and yet without relief it stays always tighter than a bone. Although you're always clean, you have the faint scent of sex, and you sweat sex even in the coldest of weather. It's exhausting, exhilarating, almost unto illness. So, in conclusion, yes, it could perhaps be said the hormones he feeds you are measured out in doses that are somewhat on the high side. Curled in your turret there, your system in overdrive, you glance at the bedroom clock, as very well you might. After all, as a lifelong fan of ours, you mustn't miss Big Bang.